Hello, signs of intelligent life. You're listening to the 2022 North Carolina Radio Play Festival on the CPF Radio Hour. I'm your host, Christian O'Neill. For this year's festival, we are tuning into the Multiversal Radio Network. You'll experience 6 science fiction stories, all about alternative futures, extraterrestrial beings, and science gone awry. Stay tuned for tonight's episode. With our multiversal radio receiver, we're able to pinpoint historically innocuous events with time and space coordinates. Let's say we draw 2 Earthling names out of a hat. Okay, Eleanor and Phyllis. Now, let's pick an everyday event. How about an extraterrestrial encounter? All we have to do is scan the multiverse for such a combination, and we could find that exact occurrence. Our next festival entry is A Close Encounter of the Toasty Kind by Eric Weil.
Ah, coffee.
Good morning, Eleanor.
Good morning again, Phyllis. You say that every morning, at least twice. You say it at breakfast, and you say it again when we sit out back here on the porch.
Bless your heart. After breakfast, I brush my teeth. When I come outside with the paper and my coffee and clean teeth, it seems like a fresh start to the day.
Okay, but it's also just a little bit weird.
I'm glad you moved in with me. Saying good morning twice is just me being happy that someone is living with me.
Okay, let's stop arguing and read the paper.
I might have become one of those awful hoarders or cat ladies that you read about.
I doubt it. But now, I'm going to read the paper on my new tablet computer.
Fine. Did you see this government report about UFOs?
UAPs. They call them unidentified aerial phenomena now.
I know that. I prefer the old term.
You know, if you're really interested in them UFOs or UAPs or whatever, you get more articles when you read the online version of the paper.
I get all I need right here.
Just saying.
Go down the rabbit hole of links, and you're gone all day. Been there, done that, no thanks.
Are you going to read the paper or complain about new technology? Not even that new, really.
Please, don't tell me I just saw and heard a toaster come down from the sky and land in our backyard.
I saw it too. It's not ours, is it?
No, ours is in the kitchen where it belongs, silly. Now I'm going back to reading the paper.
Aren't you even a little bit curious about an unknown toaster making a controlled descent into our backyard?
I have decided not to believe in UFOs. We identified that thing as a toaster. Besides, if I get up, you'll race me to it so you can be first. Because you're younger. Go ahead, be my guest.
All right. Looks new. 2 slices. I don't see any wires. How could it have flown?
There must be some perfectly natural explanation.
It's the 2-slice Lander Explorer toaster, sent from the 8-slice Mothership toaster in orbit.
Ha, ha.
It's a UFT. Unidentified flying toaster.
You're so funny, Eleanor.
Yikes.
Greetings, Earthlings. I've waited so long to say that greetings, Earthlings, all through my interstellar training course.
Where in the world did you come from?
Nowhere in this world. Far, far away across the galaxy. My planet circles a star similar to yours. This toaster is my spaceship in a form you'll recognize.
Eleanor, are you in on this? Are you playing a prank on me?
No. Who are you?
Call me Aliena.
Aliena?
It's much more musical and pleasing to the ear than E.T. And if I said my name in my language, you couldn't hope to pronounce it.
You look like Marie, our friend who lives a couple of blocks away.
I borrowed her image. You'd freak out to see me as I am. How do you like my spaceship?
You didn't cross the galaxy in a little bitty 2-slice toaster. Give me a break.
Your toasters can't fly, but we can make them fly. Flying saucers became a cliche on Earth, so we switched to toasters.
So how did you fit into it? How does it fly?
You wouldn't understand. We have materials and means of locomotion even your science fiction writers haven't dreamed up yet.
That doesn't really answer the question.
We can transform the properties of materials in ways your engineers could understand. Those videos you've seen of our spaceships, optical and digital illusions.
If your civilization is advanced so far beyond ours, why aren't you destroying us?
Are you going to beam us up and run experiments on us?
We have no desire to destroy you, and we do not need to experiment on you. How quaint. Destruction and experimentation are things you Earthlings would do to us given the opportunity. What you call civilization, we consider barbarism. All that territorial war and religious humbug, conspiracy delusions about viral diseases. Pitiable.
Do you need some rare mineral that Earth has and no other planet has?
Are you turning Earth into a zoo? Are alien children going to pop out of that toaster and gawk at us?
Goodness, no. We have returned simply to let you know that we exist. That you are not alone in the universe.
Why?
Why now?
You've gotten close to figuring it out anyway, despite your laughably primitive technology.
Are you here to help us? Did you come to show us your technology so that we can learn from you?
Can you fix some of our big problems? Like inequality or fatal diseases? Climate change?
Heavens, no. If we were to impose solutions, you would only make your situation worse. You are not ready for our technologies and discoveries.
A hint, please? On behalf of all humanity?
No. But thousands of us are making ourselves known to billions of Earthlings as we speak. We are appearing in military, government, and industrial installations, on media outlets, and to ordinary citizens, such as yourselves.
How far behind you are we, developmentally?
Oh, I'm not sure. 2 million Earth years? 20 million? It doesn't matter. The chances of your civilization lasting long enough to develop understandings and technologies similar to ours are very, very slim.
Because we'll destroy ourselves?
You're well on the way. No beings from outer space need to help you to destroy your planet.
Then why come here and torture us with the knowledge that more developed life forms exist out there?
There's always a possibility that you'll change in time. We've seen it happen before.
How many other planets have life forms?
There's no knowing precisely. Life forms come into existence and go extinct all the time, like stars.
What are we supposed to do? Now that we know life exists across the galaxy?
Relax. Go about your business. Nobody we know of wants to hurt you.
How can we relax? Your existence changes everything.
We've come to show you that we're friendly. Advanced life forms are peaceful, not predatory as in your movies. You may continue your development. Perhaps in 1 million years or so, you'll give us a reason to return.
Sounds like you've done this before. Revealed yourselves to unsuspecting populations.
Many, many times. But only to suspecting populations. If they aren't curious and looking, we stay hidden.
Could you excuse us for just a moment?
Certainly.
We have to do something.
What do you have in mind, Eleanor?
We need to capture her. Take her to the FBI or NASA or somebody, along with a toaster.
She said they're revealing themselves everywhere.
How can we believe that? Let's grab her. Tie her up.
Oh, all right.
On three. One, two, three. Oh!
Not that way.
Now
you've done it, Eleanor.
Can't move.
All she's doing is pointing at us.
Silly Earthlings. You didn't think that taking your form would cause me to lose my abilities, did you?
Obviously, we did.
Return to your rocking chairs, please.
I'm so tired now. Oof.
I've accomplished what I came here to do. Time to go.
Wait.
We apologize for trying to capture you.
We expect resistance. Some of you will deny that this encounter ever happened. Goodbye.
Nobody's gonna believe this.
Believe what?
And that was A Close Encounter of the Toasty Kind by Eric Weil. Starring tonight's show was Christine Rogers as Eleanor, Stephanie Simon as Phyllis, and Heather Arrington as Eliana. Sound design, editing, and direction by Tom Haynes. This recording is a co-production of the Cary Playwrights Forum and Creative Greensboro as a part of the 2022 North Carolina Radio Play Festival. If you want to hear more audio plays, visit the Cary Playwrights Forum website and find the CPF Radio Hour podcast page. There, you can find our previous audio festivals and full audio series. Tune in next week to hear the new short monster comedy, Lizard Licks, by Judy Dove, and the new sci-fi western, Love to You, by Larry Bliss. Be sure to listen to our previous plays, Bring on the Rain, by Jamie Baker Palmer, and Sticks and Stones, by Clinton Festa. Thank you for listening, and tune in next week to the CPF Radio Hour, your number one station for the greatest hits of the multiverse.